This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Normal businesses can pretty much sell or not sell what they want. Utilities, though, they cannot just not sell water to some people or turn off electricity for others just because they want to. Which category do internet providers fall into? That is the question behind the net neutrality debate, which has been raging for years. Should internet providers be able to favor some sites and apps over others? The Federal Communications Commission is saying no. It's reinstating so-called net neutrality rules, which the agency repealed during the Trump administration. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here to talk about it. Hi, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri. Here we go again.
Yes. So what does this change actually do? Like, how is it going to affect your and my experience on the internet?
Right. So we put that question actually to Ryan Singel. He teaches about net neutrality at Stanford Law School. And Singel pointed at specifically to mobile internet access and the data plans that connect mobile devices.
So if you go and look at the pricing plans for Verizon and AT&T and T-Mobile, if you are not on their most premium plan, the video quality you get on your mobile connection is throttled. Like, you get lower quality video, regardless of how much data you have. So those kinds of things will no longer be legal. And I expect that the FCC will move rather quickly to prevent that. So for people who are not on the premium plan, they'll start to get video that is actually not blurry.
So those kinds of things will be prevented by the FCC, which would reduce an annoyance. But there are more serious issues at hand about making sure that everybody has access to high-speed internet that they need, which we saw during the pandemic how important that can be, especially with mobile, because about 20% of adults, according to the Pew Research Center, adults under 30, rely exclusively on mobile internet access. They don't even have broadband internet at home, Sabri.
Wow. The FCC first set net neutrality rules way back during the Obama administration and then reversed itself under Trump. Now it's reversed itself again. Why does this keep going back and forth?
Well, internet providers have fiercely opposed it. They say it prevents innovation and is akin to the government regulating the internet and could lead to regulators potentially controlling rates, and that could stifle innovation, could stifle broadband providers' ability to expand access to underserved areas. And during the Trump administration, the FCC was more sympathetic to these arguments and essentially walked away from broadband regulation. And that's what's being reversed now. We're seeing a return to treating broadband internet as an essential utility.
Does that mean it could be reversed again next time there's a Republican-led FCC?
Quite possibly. I mean, net neutrality has been a subject of heated debate for two decades. You mentioned that at the top, and there are powerful interests on both sides of this, Sabri.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You got it.